بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وأهل بيته أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Think about the people you associate with, or the people you work with, or the people you study with. If I asked you to describe their strengths and their weaknesses, you probably would be able to do so because you have gotten to know them. And most chances are that when we start thinking about people, we might think of a few strengths, but then we start thinking about quite a few weaknesses. And no one that you would describe for me would be described as being perfect, because no one is. And if someone did the same to you or about you, then you wouldn't be described as being perfect either, nor would I. Everyone has weaknesses and strengths, opportunities and challenges. Many of these are God-given, have been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some weaknesses and some challenges can be dealt with, can be overcome with effort, while others cannot. Some people appear to be, you know, we have this habit of comparing, right? So we always compare ourselves to others, we compare people we know to others, and so on. So some people may appear to be good, may appear to be blessed in many ways from what is apparent. So they may have the skills that a lot of people don't have. They may have the looks that others don't have. But they may be facing their challenges and their hardships in the course of their lives in different ways. Others may appear to have severe challenges visibly in the things that they try to do. But they may have other, perhaps even many other, comforts and ease that others may not have. So what we know is that each person is unique. Each individual, each one of you, is unique and faces their own sets of challenges in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each person differently, whether it's with regards to wealth, health, or other things that we look at. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each person in a different way. And Allah says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ, that wish not for the things in which Allah has made some of you to excel others. Wish not for the things in which Allah has made some of you to excel over others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives more to some, gives a bit less to others in different ways. Now, one of the areas where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made some excel over others is in the area of our abilities. So some appear to have been given more, some appear to have been given less, and some of this is apparent, it's external, so we can see and we can tell. And some of this is hidden, it's internal. So somebody may look perfectly fine physically, but they may be suffering or they may be facing challenges inside their bodies with regards to their health, their physical, bodily health, their mental health, and so on. But in the end, and this is what's important to understand, because many times people get confused. We look around and we see this disparity, right? We see some who appear to be well off and they appear to be perfectly fine, while others seem to be suffering and they appear to be going through many hardships. And we start questioning the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we think, how could this be fair when some people are enjoying and the others are suffering? But what's important to understand is that in the end, when all of this is over, this dimension is over, when we are resurrected in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everyone will be treated equally and fairly. Every single individual will be treated equally and will be treated fairly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةً, that rarely, surely Allah does not wrong anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not commit any wrong, does not commit any injustice, any oppression, even to the measure of a particle. Even to the measure of the smallest particle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not commit any injustice or any wrong towards anyone. So no one will be wronged on that day. No one will be wronged in any way, especially due to the things which are not in our control. Especially due to the things which are not in our control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-adil. He is the most just. He is the most fair and He is the most just. And He says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها, that Allah burdens not a person beyond their scope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not burden, does not hold a person accountable beyond the scope, meaning the scope that the person is capable of. So no one is accountable for that which one does not have any control over. Now sometimes when we get visitors who come to the masjid, people of other faiths, and they wonder when they see how we pray, well, they ask, you know, well, what if someone's not able to sit on the ground? What if somebody has arthritis and they have pain in their joints? And if they're not able to go into sujood and they're not able to make these movements, what then? Or if somebody is not able to fast during Ramadan, what then? So we tell them, and of course the answer is that a person is not responsible for that which they're not capable of doing. So if you're not capable of praying in the way which has been prescribed, then you can sit. If you can't sit, you can lie down and pray. If you're not able to fast through the long days, you can fast on the shorter days. If you're not even able to do that, you can give expiation. So this is a simple principle that we are required only to do what is physically and reasonably possible. And this was described, or this was shown, and it's mentioned in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded the believers to go out to defend the Muslim community and to defend Islam and to fight. There were people who wanted to go and they were blind. They were visually impaired. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the words, لَيْسَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَى حَرَجْ وَلَا عَلَى الْأَعْرَجِ حَرَجْ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجْ, that there's no blame on the blind. Right? There's no problem if those who are blind do not go because they're not able to do this. Nor is there any blame on the lame. Nor is there any blame on the sick. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very clear. Now, these hardships that we may suffer, so because of these reasons we may be exempt from certain things, the rules and regulations may be a bit relaxed for us. And any hardship that is suffered, while of course it may be difficult at that particular time, it may be very difficult to go through, but in the end, there is good in it. And this is our belief as believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown amazement at this matter. And he said, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ, strange is the affair of the mu'min, of the believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ, that verily all of his affairs are good for him. This is something that the Prophet ﷺ was amazed at. It was something strange. He said that, you know, everything, all of the affairs of the believers are good for them. وَلَيْسَ ذَاكَ لِيَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ, and this is something which is only for the believers. That إِنَ صَابَتُ سَرَّ شَكَرٌ, that if something pleasing befalls him, he is thankful and it becomes better for him. And if something harmful befalls him, he is patient. Right? So if something good comes along, we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a difficulty comes along, we are patient. فَكَانَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ, and this is good for him. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says this is only for the believers. So there is goodness in everything that comes our way. If it's something good, which apparently visibly appears good to us, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a difficulty comes along, yes, it appears difficult, yes, it appears hard, it can be challenging, but at the end of the day, if we persevere and try our best, the best of our ability to be patient and to work through it, then in that there will be much good for us as well. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and one which gives a lot of solace and comfort. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whenever a Muslim is afflicted with a hardship, right, and it's very broad, with a hardship, with sickness, with sadness, with worry, with harm or depression, even a thorn's prick, Allah expiates his sins because of it. Right? So there's no difficulty, no hardship, right, no challenge which goes unrewarded. If we try to be patient and we try to persevere through it. So whether it's a hardship, a sickness, a sadness, a worry, a harm, depression, even the pricking of a thorn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate our sins because of it, inshaAllah. So the person who suffers the difficulty, the person who is facing the challenge or the disability, if that is the case, that person will certainly, inshaAllah, get the reward for that suffering, for having to go through that. But also the people around that person. Because sometimes you have people who are suffering and the people around them also start to be concerned. They are also suffering in a bit, in a way. Right? And they're concerned, they're worried about their family member, they're worried about their friend, they're trying to help out, they're taking them to the doctor, they're offering whatever assistance they can, sometimes they're putting their own lives on hold, they're not going places because they're looking after someone who is ill, for example. Then inshallah, those people will also be rewarded for their efforts, of course, their patience, their perseverance, and that concern and that stress and that worry they have, inshallah, that will also be a means of being rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by having their sins forgiven, inshallah. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have always instructed us to be kind and to be merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have instructed us, have constantly given us guidance, telling us that we must be kind and we must be merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are fair and just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are fair and who are just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like those who oppress and who commit injustices. We know that and we understand that. Okay, so we've heard this many times before. We understand it, we get the idea, we get the concept. But sometimes what happens is that this does not reflect in our actions. So we understand, yes, we should be kind and merciful, we should be caring towards others. Yes, we understand we should not be the ones who are, you know, committing injustices or committing oppression or being unkind. But at the same time, because we're human beings, sometimes it doesn't reflect in our actions. Simply because perhaps we forget, or sometimes we're not sensitive enough, and we don't realize it. So let's make an extra effort to look out for those who may be facing challenges, especially due to the things they have no control over, right? Such as the lack of an ability. So this could be intellectual, for example. It could be mental. It could be affecting a person's mental health. You could have a coworker, for example, or a colleague, or a friend, who may be having difficulty in doing tasks, or taking decisions, for example. So we should be there. As Muslims, our responsibility is to be there, to offer sincere advice, to offer a helping hand whenever possible. It helps them in making the decisions and doing these tasks. You know, sometimes some people are quick learners, others take longer. Right? So there's new equipment that's coming to the office, new machines, new computers, people need help from time to time. We should always be there to offer assistance. And making decisions, doing tasks, perhaps educating them, explaining to them things with patience. Now this lack of ability could be physical as well. So a person could have difficulty in hearing, in seeing, in moving around. So we should always, always, always try to be considerate, always try to be patient, always try to be helpful. And not only that, but you should especially be conscious about not creating or putting up obstructions. Okay, so it's one thing to help, right? To consciously go out and help people and try to be looking out to help them. But we also, more importantly actually, is to make sure that our actions are not causing problems for others. Right? So sometimes we don't realize things, right? And we have habits. So parking, you know, in a no parking zone or in a handicap, you know, a disabled parking spot, right? We may not think much of it. I need to go quickly. You know, I need to come to the masjid. I need to drop something off into the kitchen, or I need to come in quickly through the side door. But guess what? There's an access ramp there. So there's a reason why there's no parking there. Right? So if you park our car and then we forget about it, and we get busy with other things with no bad intentions, but then there's someone who needs to use the access ramp, and they're not able to access it because our car is parked there. Or there's someone with limited mobility who needs to be dropped off in front of the door, but then there's cars parked there. And then the person is not able to be dropped off, and it creates a problem for traffic and creates a problem for people. You walk in through the door, we leave our shoes in the middle. Right? Someone comes in on a wheelchair, someone comes in with, a walker, or comes in with something that needs to roll through, and then the shoes are getting into the way. Right now, this may not be intentional. Right? I may not be leaving my shoes there purposely to create a problem for someone, but it actually could end up creating a hazard and end up creating a problem for someone. There's perhaps maybe someone who doesn't have good balance or solid footing, and they need to go get their shoes, and they may trip over the shoes. So these are little things, right? Which many times we just may not realize, but these are important, and we should be try to be as considerate as possible. We should also take care to be inclusive, and don't stigmatize people and disregard people, right? We have stigmas that get spread around and that become common, and then we start stigmatizing people. Someone recently was asking me about hermaphrodites, right? So when we look at Muslim countries, unfortunately, in many societies, people who are hermaphrodites are unfortunately treated very, very badly. There's a stigma. And it doesn't have to do with the actions which they may be forced into because society has shunned them. Right? But the fact of the matter is that if a child is born like that, it's not their fault. Nobody chooses to be that. So why does society, especially Muslims, Muslim members of society, shun people because of things over which they have no choice and they have no control in the matter? Because of the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them. Now this could be a long discussion, but really we need to reflect upon our attitudes and the way we treat people. Right? In university, I had a classmate, a good friend of mine, who had a major disability. I might have mentioned it before. He was a paraplegic, and he was confined to his wheelchair. And it was very sad to hear him talk about how people react when they see him. He says, I go onto the bus, or I'm rolling down, or I end up beside someone on the line, and people start moving away, as if I'm contagious or something. Right? As if they stand around me, or if they keep their kids around me, they're going to end up becoming like me. And that's not the case. That's not the case. So we have to be very careful about our perceptions and our behavior around people, and not to treat them as if they are lesser than everyone else. This is very, very serious, and this is very important. One of the most famous stories regarding disabilities is a story which is referred to in the Quran about a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the name of Abdullah bin Al-Maktoum radiallahu anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was speaking to some leaders of the Quraysh tribe who had not accepted Islam. And he was talking about the matters of belief, and he was instructing them. And this was a rare opportunity to have this dialogue. And when we're doing something important, we don't like to be, no one likes to be interrupted when we're in the process of doing something, especially having, an important meeting, an important dialogue. And while the Prophet ﷺ was having this important discussion, Abdullah ibn Maktoum, who happened to be blind, he was visually impaired, and he couldn't see, he came in and he burst into the circle. And according to the commentators of the Quran, he repeatedly asked for enlightenment, asked for answers about a particular question. So he had a question, he wanted some guidance, he found the Prophet ﷺ, he obviously didn't know what the Prophet ﷺ was involved in, or who was there, or what the setting was, so he came in and he started asking the Prophet ﷺ. In the mind of the Prophet ﷺ, this was a rare opportunity to educate. And he felt that was more important. The question of Abdullah radiallahu anhu could wait, perhaps. After the Prophet ﷺ was done, he could, deal with all his questions and offer him guidance, and he would, in his mind, he was probably thinking that this opportunity, he would have many opportunities to do that. So as a reaction, the Prophet ﷺ frowned and turned his face away. He frowned and he turned away. He didn't say anything, just frowned and he turned away. And upon this, Surah Abbas was revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Abbas wa tawalla an ja'ahu al-a'ma. that he frowned and turned away, because the blind man came unto him. So this was revealed to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's dislike for this attitude, and to give directions for the future. And after that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would address him, meaning Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, with the words of humility, and he would say that, "Welcome unto him on whose account my sustainer has rebuked me." So he would welcome him, and he would say, "Welcome unto him on whose account my sustainer has rebuked me." So this is a form of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows these matters, these incidents to take place. Why? So that they could be an example, and they could be a form of guidance for all of us. Right? So the lesson is that we must be fair, we must be considerate, we should be understanding, and we should try to be as inclusive as possible. Try to go out of our way to help people out, but especially be considerate of the things, the small things which could create problems for people and which could create difficulties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and ease the life of all of those who may be facing challenges, whether they are visible or they are not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe and reward all of you for your patience. Ameen.